Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the Church, teachings on the body of Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The Church persists in labor. Let's read just that first verse there of Revelation chapter 2. To the church, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things, says he, who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. The seven churches of the book of Revelation, what do they represent? Well, actual churches, all churches, and they represent periods in the church age. This is a break in the timeline of Israel. The time of the church of Jesus Christ from Pentecost to the rapture is like a parentheses in the history of Israel. It's like Israel's history came, and then Jesus came, and there was a break, and a parenthesis was occurred for going on 2,000 years now from the time that Jesus came, and he was crucified, dead, buried, and rose again, and ascended, and then the Holy Spirit came, and it continues until the church is raptured out of earth, and then the timeline of Israel continues again into the future. Ephesus represents the apostolic age, the time when the apostles were still alive, mostly until finally John, the last one, had passed. The church at Smyrna represented the post-apocalyptic, apostolic age to the time of Constantine, the Emperor of Rome, in the 300s. And then Pergamum was the legalized Christianity that was from 313 A.D. under Constantine. And then Thyatira, the Middle Ages, and the growth of the Roman Church, the Catholic Church. And then Sardis was the time of the Reformation in the 1500s, in that period of time. And then the Church of Philadelphia represents the modern missionary era, the beginning of the 1800s into the current time. And then Laodicea is the modern age. Those last two, Philadelphia and Laodicea, go together until the rapture. And what do the letters contain? Well, a structure of its destination, the Lord, commendation, condemnation, exhortation, and a promise. Look at that first church, the Ephesus. Who's the angel in verse 1? Well, the pastor of the church is the angel. If you go back to chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 20, it says he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, verse 20, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. The Lord is holding the stars. He's supporting and he's strengthening them. He walks among the churches and yet he's in heaven. Verses 2 and 3 of Revelation 2 are a condemnation for the church. They're diligent in, it's a commendation for the church. They're diligent in duty. They're patient in suffering. And they're zealously against evil. He says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they're apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. What a great picture of a church. But they got distracted from it. Verse 4, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. This is condemnation because they left not lost their first love. They had a great reputation for their past work, but it became hollow. Verse 6. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. You hate evil, and that's good, but you left your love. Verse 5 is the Lord's exhortation to change, or else. The Lord can end the ministry of any church at any time. Verse 5, remember therefore where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. The church's spiritual vitality was replaced by routine programs. Remember how good it was? Repent of your sin and return to the work you did at the beginning. The problem is distraction of the world. How does a Christian maintain a focus on first love? Well, the same way a husband would. Look at Job 31 in verse 1. He says, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? So you decide that you're going to focus, and you make a covenant that you're going to focus. You're not going to be distracted by everything. Verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. This is a promise. But who is an overcomer? It's a believer. Any believer and every believer. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5 makes this absolutely clear. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Why is this message important to us? Is the job of the church finished yet? When will it be done? When there are no unbelievers left. Why is the message important? Because of the fact of sin, the judgment of God, the certainty of death. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, and as it is appointed to men to die once, but after this, the judgment. And the reality of hell, a punishment place of darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth, a furnace of fire, unquenchable fire, bottomless pit, torment, day and night, forever, the lake of fire and black darkness. Who will be in hell? Well, Satan will be, the beast and the false prophet, evil angels, and all humans who reject Jesus Christ. Hell means separation from God in the eternal, final state, eternity, with no second chance. Once you leave this world, once you leave this life and pass over through death into eternity, there is no second chance. Satan's strategy is to keep the world from hearing the gospel message, or to keep Christians from spreading it. Let me ask you, have you lost your first love of serving Jesus Christ in the gospel work of the church? Would you return there? You think about that, and you have a great day.